Except to give me the ability to explain this well, I don't think I ever spent in Dirshu as much time preparing a piece of Gemara as I spent on this Gemara. Now, other Gemaras I came close, but I think this still took the cake. Because it's like, I don't know, it may be not so hard at the end of the day, but to me, to prepare this was, first of all, it was built in from the last few times I learned Nazir that I never really understood the Lishna Grina. So this time I tried to understand it, so I worked hard. The Banish Hashem should give me the ability to be masber in a way that people can understand. Okay, so to get to the Lishna Grina, I want to review the first Lashon, because we have to contrast the first Lashon and the second Lashon. Rav said, Tnufas Makebas. The Gemara asked, who did he say it in? He couldn't have said it in Drabanan, because Drabanan say, after Shvikas Adam, Taglachas is not Makebas. Tnufa is post-Taglachas. How could one say that Tnufa is Ma'akev if Taglachas is not Ma'akev? Must be, he's going in Rebbe Eliezer. Queen Rebbe Eliezer says, Achar, Achar Yishtar Nazir Yayin, Achar Kol HaMaisim Kulam. So we know from the Pasuk that Tnufa is Ma'akevas. So what did Rav tell us? The Gemara answered, you might have think that Tnufa is a residual mitzvah, so Rav has to tell me that it's not. That was part one of the Gemara. Then the Gemara asked the question. We have a Braisa that compares a Nazir with hands and Nazir without hands, right? The way we understand that is that just like a Nazir without hands doesn't have to do Tnufa, so also a Nazir with hands doesn't have to do Tnufa, right? And that is not like Rav, who said Tnufa is Makebas. That's the question the Gemara asked, if I remember correctly, right? It says that in the Nafkamina, right? Now, you wouldn't need Zayis Tairis HaNazir to teach me this, according to the Rabbanon, because they already learned nothing is Ma'akev after Zvika. So obviously this is coming according to Eliezer, who says, Taglachas is Ma'akev, and it's telling me, Zayis Tairis HaNazir, that Tnufa is not Ma'akev, because it's saying a Nazir that has hands is compared to a Nazir without hands. In Drabbanon, I don't need this, because Drabbanon already learned from Acher's Galf that after one thing, it's over. So this must be going in Rebbe Eliezer.
After one Zrika.
After one Zrika.
Not Taglachas.
I said one thing.
No,
my mistake. Okay. I get it. So G, or for me to apologize, I don't know what it makes like. Maybe I didn't make the mistake. I don't know. Whatever it is, the bottom line is, Rabbanan don't need this. It must be Rebbe Eliezer. And it's saying that Tnufa is not Ma'akev. The Gemara responds the Jewish way. Would you ask me a question? I'll ask you a question. It says that Ben Shiesh Leitzar, Ben Shein Leitzar. Are you going to tell me Taglachas is not Ma'akev from Zayis Tairis HaNazir? Rabbanan said it's from somewhere else. And Rebbe Eliezer said Taglachas is Ma'akev. So what are you going to do with the pasuk that Braisa that compares the Nazir with and without the hair? Therefore, the Gemara answered, must be pshat other way, that it's going like Rebbe Eliezer, and it's saying that the guy without hair has to run the razor on his scalp, according to Beis Hillel. And the same thing, the guy without hands has to put the tnufa on his arms like Beis Hillel. That's what the Gemara is saying. So at the end of the day, Tnufa is Mi'akevet according to Rebbe Eliezer. It is Mi'akevet. So what do I need Zayis Tairis HaNazir for? To tell me that the guy without arms has to go through the motions of Tnufa like he has to go through the motions of Taglachas. That's the first lesson. Going to the Rabbanon, Tnufa is not Ma'akev. Taglachas is not Ma'akev. I don't need any psukim to tell me except the first pasuk, Achar. Achar means after the first Rika. According to Rebbe Eliezer, everything is Ma'akev, right? But what I need Zayis Tairis HaNazir for? The answer is to tell me that a guy without hands has the obligation of going through Tnufa even though it's not on his hands. Just like the guy without hair, according to Beis Hillel, has to go through the motions of running a razor on his head, and even though there's no hair to cut off. That's the first lashon. End of first lashon. The Gemara threw in as an extra that fits in with Rebbe Das, who said that Beis Shammai, who said there's no way for the Nazir to get out of his Naziris if he doesn't have hair, is similar to Rebbe Eliezer, who says there's no way for a Mitzrayim to get out of his Saraf if he doesn't have a thumb. That was the first lashon. Lishna Achrina. Now we're starting a whole new lashon. Lishna Achrina, Amrila. This is the way they said the Sugya. Again, we're starting from star one, meaning anything we said in the first lesson, now put to the side, and we're starting a second lesson. Yes. Not Rebbe Ezra Bayan. This brisa of Tanya is going like Beis Hillel. I know it's confusing you, because it said Rebbe Ezra Beis Hillel, I may agree. That's Rebbe Ezra of Taras. Over here, we're talking about Rebbe Ezra says Taglachas is Makepes. So according to him, the guy who doesn't have hair has to run the razor on top of his head. And according to the Beis Hillel, Rabbanon, who holds Taglachas is not Makepes, there's a mitzvah for him to run the razor on top of his head. Later. Lishna Achrina. Amrila. This is the way others said it. I'm looking for the Bach. Amar Rav, I think, I don't know why he says Amar Rav. It's supposed to be Amar Rav. I don't know what happened all of a sudden. I think we'll leave it as Amar Rav. Tanufa ben Nazir Makeves. Tanufa is Makeves. Exact same thing. But this is going to be a different Gemara than before now. Okay? Break the Gemara, leave it on. So far, same question. Elay Maliba Nurbaliezer, Tink. Why do I have to have it according to Bliezer? Why did Rav have to tell me? The Pusik said, after everything. And this Gemara doesn't like that Svara. I would have thought it's residual. The Gemara, this Lashon doesn't grow with that Svara. So the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanon, I don't need a Pusik to tell me Trufus Makeves. I don't need a Rav to tell it to me. It's a Pusik. Acha Yishtar Nazir Yayin, Acha Kol HaMaisim Kulam. That includes Trufus. So why does Rav have to tell it to me? Must be. I said this lashon ignores the first lashon. It doesn't agree.
The first lashon was that in other places, everywhere else.
Exactly. And this lashon says that's not a cheshbon. I'm saying, this lashon goes totally not like the first lashon. Let's give the Gemara a chance before you draw any conclusions. What's bothering you?
No.
And the Gemara here does not entertain what it entertained before, that you would have thought Tanuf is different. Ella Liban Rabbanan. Must be going into Rabbanan. There's a problem. Hashti Eshlema Taglakas Ami Rabbanan Le Makva. Tanuf mi boy. Rabbanan said Taglakas is not Makiv. So how could Tanuf be Makiv? So who is Rav going in? And for the Gemara. Period. That's the Gemara's kasha. Therefore, the Gemara wants to say, right? Therefore, the Gemara wants to say, we don't know what Rav is going in. So now we're going to try to find Scott and Rav. What? If Taglachas is not Makif, Tanufa is after Taglachas. Do I have to tell you that Tanufa, well, meaning it should say Tanufa Pshita, that's what you're saying?
It's not Makif.
It's not Makif.
He says Makif. Tanufa,
that's what Rav said. And we're trying to figure out who he said it in.
So according to Rav, it's not true. Right?
According to Rabbanon, it's not true.
According to Rabbanon, it's not true.
And according to Eliezer, you don't have to tell it to me.
Right, so what?
Meaning, Tanufa mi boy, that it's for sure not Ma'akev. I don't even have to tell it to you.
It's contradicting.
Right, exactly. Contradicting Rav. Zog de Gemara, Umilai Ma'akev. Is Tanufa not Ma'akev according to the Rabbanon? Are you telling me, according to the Rabbanon, that Tanufa is not Ma'akev? Latanya, Zayis Tairis HaNazir, Bein Shiesh LeKapayim, Bein Shein LeKapayim. And the Gemara understands now that just like Ein Le Kapayim can't go without Tanufa, because there's a rule that even mitzvahs that are not Ma'akev, there's a rule you have to be able to do them. This is a rule in Shas. There are certain things that if you don't do them, the item is kosher. But if you're not able to do them, then it's pasul. The ability to do is necessary, even if you don't do. The prototype case is, the Mishnah says, If you don't mix a mincha in oil, the flour and the oil, it's a kosher mincha. The other Mishnah says that you can't make a big mincha that's not mixable with oil. And the Gemara asks, you told me I don't have to mix it. So why do I care how much flour is here, whether it's mixable or not? I don't have to mix the mincha anyway. And for the Gemara, this is a rule that the Gemara always refers to. You don't have to mix it, but it has to be mixable. The Torah wrote a mitzvah of mixing it. It's not ma'akeh, but the Torah wants it mixable. If it's not mixable, it's puzzle. So if I have a lot of flour that I can't mix it, it's a puzzle of mincha. That's a rule throughout Shas. Tanufa is not ma'akev. Could be. But if I can't do tanufa, then it's ma'akev. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of tanufa. Everybody agrees it's a mitzvah. The guy without hands can't do it. So the Gemara thinks now that the guy without hands can't do it. He's impossible. Therefore, he can't become not another. Because even though he doesn't have to do tanufa, maybe, but he has to be able to do tshuva. And the Braisa equates the one that has hands to the one that doesn't have hands. So just like the one that doesn't have hands is stuck because he can't do tshuva, the one that does have hands has to do tshuva. Because what else is the comparison? The Gemara understands now that the guy that doesn't have hands can't get rid of his naziris. Because he doesn't have hands. I, tanufa, may not be ma'akev, but the ability to do tanufa is ma'akev. You can't not have the ability. Therefore, it must be that the guy without hands can't get off the zeros. And the Braisa compares the one with hands to the one without hands. It means the Braisa is telling me tanufa is ma'akev. Now, who's the Braisa telling it to me? In Rabbi Eliezer? I know tanufa is ma'akev. Must be telling it to me in the Rabbanon. That by the Rabbanon, Tanufa is ma'akev. Are you going to tell me Tanufa is after Taglakas? If Taglakas is not ma'akev, how can Tanufa be ma'akev? The answer is, maybe the Torah wants you to do the whole carbon. Taglakas is a separate thing. Tanufa is in the carbon. You do the Zrika, then you open up the animal, and you take these pieces, and you do Tanufa. Maybe that the Torah insists should happen. Taglakas is a separate ceremony of cutting his hair. That's not ma'akev. But maybe when the Torah said finish one carbon, maybe the Torah meant with tanufa. That's part of the finishing of the carbon. So maybe the Rabbanan hold tanufa is ma'akevus. That's what Rav might be saying, that according to the Rabbanan, tanufa is ma'akevus. Let's read the Rush before we have any questions. Dr. Rush. Lishna Khina Armila Ili Bidrablaza Pshita. Nira.
Where is this?
You have it on the Ahmed Aleph. I'm not using your Gemara now. You have it on the Ahmed Aleph. We have it. Everybody else should have it on the Ahmed Beis. That's where I have it now. And the Masifta goes with the regular print. On the Ahmed Beis in the middle. Ahmed Beis. I don't know where you're looking at the Ahmed Aleph. Lishna Khina. To me, halfway down the narrow lines.
It's five lines before the big lines.
Lishna Khina. Lishna Khina Amrila. Ilibidra Blazib Sita. Nira. So the Rush adds a piece here. He says, "Aga pisha kitzurat Talmud v'le pirish the Kribblezer Asya." Even though the Gemara here does not come out and say that it's going like Kribblezer, like it said before, Sarach Leimer the Kribblezer Asya Kedlil. Right? The Gemara never answered who Rav is going in. The Gemara said, "Is it going like Kribblezer?" Not necessary to say. Is it going to Rabbanon? It's wrong. Now the Gemara never said, so who is he going in? The Gemara never answered who Rav is going in. Who is Rav going in? Dr. Rush, the Gemara shortened the thing. It meant for you to look up the Gemara in the Ahmed Aleph and use the teretz the Gemara used in the Ahmed Aleph that it told me, like Rabbi Eliezer, and it's telling me that the fact that it's residual doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara in the second lesson didn't tell you the answer that it gave in the first lesson, but it should have told it to me. That's what the Rush holds. The Gemara should have stopped and said, you know who Rav is going in? Reb Eliezer. Aye. Why does he have to call to be Reb Eliezer? Because Truth is residual. So the Rush, the Gemara left that part out. It should be put in here. It should be put in here that Rav is going in Reb Eliezer. Elo, Mishum de Kamar, Ielibe Drabaran, Hashni Eshlai Metaglachas. So, Parisha Shlalel. But the Gemara continued in Drabaran. So, for some reason, the Gemara didn't go back and answer it. That's what the Rush learned. So, according to the Rush, the Gemara should have an extra piece. Who is Rav going in? Reb Eliezer is not necessary. Drabaran is wrong. And the Gemara never answers who Rav is going in. Gemara never answers it. Must be Reb Eliezer. I think Gemara doesn't answer it. The Gemara is counting the fact that you learned something over here and you'll apply it over here. What? It won't later on, but at this point we're using the same answer. My mistake. I should have said the Gemara. Now don't give it to me. The Gemara's there. So the Rush is saying at this point we use the same answer. That it's going in Reb Eliezer, and it's telling me residual because I'm a
hostage. You said
residual, you mean? Put it right there. It's right there.
The answer was that you might have thought.
That's exactly. To residual mitzvah. That's how Art Scroll translates Shiare mitzvah. Tnufa throughout Shas is a residual mitzvah. It's not ma'akev anywhere else. So I would think that over here it's also residual mitzvah. Therefore, that's what the Gemara is. Now the Gemara is going to ask and prove that according to the Rabbanan, Trufa is Ma'akev. And the Gemara asked it from Zeis Tyrus Hanazir. So Rav is going to Reb Eliezer. But the Rabbanan were saying, Trufa is not Ma'akev.
Well, why are we... our whole purpose was that who is
Rav
going into, right?
Who's Rav going into? So the Rush is telling me...
Well, once we have that, so stop the story.
No, but we have Akasha. Because you just said, according to the Rabbanan, Tzrufa is not Ma'akev. And I can prove to you that Tzrufa is Ma'akev, according to the Rabbanan.
That's a secondary
thing. A second step. Secondary makes it less important. That's secondary.
I
understand what you meant. Fresh the Gemara. V'loy ma'akva filu l'rabbanan, I'm reading the Rush. Latanya, Zayis Tyrus HaNazir, Usvirile, the Haki Prusha. And at this point, the Gemara understood the Braisa this way. Shein Shema'in le'kapayim, dinu Shema'akev. When the person doesn't have hands, it is Ma'akev. The Chol Shein Aroy le'bila, bila Ma'akevus. It can't be mixed. Mixture is Ma'akev. This is the case of Mincha. If you can't mix it, then it's Pasu. Even though you don't have to mix it. Hachanami b'yeshloi ma'kebes. Right? And the Brisa is saying, just like without it, it's ma'akev, yeshloi is the same as einloi. And we know einloi is ma'akev because he can't do it. And everything the Torah wants, it wants it to be able to be done. And the Brisa is equating yeshloi and einloi. Right? Because salgadaita, we now think, now karkach la'av kerb lazer. This is not going like a b'yezer. I don't have to have Zayis Tyrus to tell me that Tzruf is Ma'kevus. I know that Tzruf is Ma'kevus. But Ba'achah Yishtan Azur Yayin. Typically, Ma'achah Kolam Aysim. Elala Rabbana. Ube Tzrufa Moidu De Ma'akvo. They said after one act, V'hod Ami Rabbana Ma'achah Ma'ayshi Yechidi. It means after one zrika, but la'olam kol avoidus hakarben ma'akvayt. That carbon you have to finish off. Utnuva fill the tenuva. The shemina remez aistaris hanazer. So to go through so far the lishnah rina. I'm sorry, I might have said it wrong in the beginning. I did, so I'm going to go through it again. Lishnah rina starts. Rav says tenuva is ma'kevus. Practically, Gemara, according to whom is Rav saying it? In the Rabbanon it's not true. In Reb Eliezer it's unnecessary. And for the Gemara, it's not written here, going to Reb Eliezer to tell me you would think Truth is not Ma'akev, it is Ma'akev. But according to the Rabbanon, it's not Ma'akev. Frank, the Gemara, it's not true. I'll show you that according to the Rabbanon, it's Ma'akev. Because I have a Brisa that equates the guy with hands to the guy without hands. Now we know the Gemara is assuming that the guy without hands can't do terufa, and anybody that can't do it, it's ma'akev. That's the rule in Shas. If you can't do it, you can't get out of the Zeris. You don't have to do it, but you have to be able to do it. And if you're not able to do it, you can't get out. And the Bryce is saying, having is the same as not having. Just like not having, he can't get out of his Aziris. When he has, he better do truth, if not he can't get out. It's comparing Yesloy to Ainloy. And by Ainloy, we know that truth is Ma'akev. So if truth is Ma'akev Ainloy, the Bryce is saying Yesloy is the same. So Zariah, now it can't be in Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer doesn't need Zariah's Tiras to teach it to me. Must be it's going into Rabbanan. Are you going to tell me Taklakas is not Ma'akev? The answer is, truth is in the carbon. Maybe the Rabbanan differentiate between something that's in the carbon to something that's separate from the carbon. Taglachas has nothing to do with the carbon. Truth is in the carbon. So maybe that is Ma'akev. That's the Gemara's question. Yes?
The Pasuk say that the Tzufa has to be done with the Shela cooked?
Yeah, so you finish the Shlomim, you cook it.
Is that part of the carbon process?
Isn't it? If you have to give Zeraya B'Sheila, so isn't that part of the carbon process? Again, let's stop again. If the Torah is insisting that you give the Kayan the Zeraya B'Sheila, isn't the Torah telling that's part of your carbon process to go cook the Zeraya?
So you can't give it raw, right?
Exactly.
This is which carbon? The Shlomim, right?
The Shlomim, exactly.
And the Shlomim has to be cooked, and his hair has to be under the fire.
Hold a second. The Zeraya has to be cooked.
Right.
And you give it to the Kayan and then Terufa.
So you're saying that cooking is part of the whole process also?
That's, again, I'm reading the Rush. I'm not saying anything. I'm being a mouthpiece for the Rush. That the Gemara now has a question that I can tell you from this Brisa that the Rabbanan hold Terufa is Ma'akev. Because if Terufa were not Ma'akev, so then the Ainloy, the Brisa compares Yeshloy and Ainloy. And Ainloy we know is Ma'akev. Because you can't do it. Anything you can't do is Ma'akev.
Yeah, it's
Svara. We learn it out. It's a Svara in the whole Shas. That we learned it out from a Mishnah Menachas. It says you don't have to mix the oil and the Mincha. And then it says if the Mincha is too big to be mixed, it's puzzle. And the Gemara says, but you don't have to mix it, so who cares? And the Gemara says, you don't have to mix it, but it has to be mixable.
It's asking Zos Torah
Sanazir. Zos Torah Sanazir is saying if he has, it's the same as if he doesn't have. But he doesn't have, logic tells me it's Ma'akev.
So if a person becomes another and he has no hands when he...
According to this, we're saying now he can never get out of his Zeris.
If he started that way.
Exactly.
So we change the residual limb doesn't work anymore?
Again, we're in this point, we haven't finished the Gemara yet. This point of the Gemara is saying that a guy who doesn't have hands can't do Terufa. There's no room to do Terufa. And since he can't do Terufa, it's puzzle. He's stuck. And the Brisa said, if he can, it's the same as if he can't, which means he has to do Terufa. That means it's Ma'akev. Yes?
Just
talking
with Moshe. If a person wanted to become a Nazir and didn't have hands, then the Zeris is Chal?
Yeah. Why not?
He can't do Tzidufa.
A guy's stupid and becomes a Nazir but is not as that. He can't do Tzidufa either.
And what I'm trying to say is...
I know exactly what you're trying to say.
That's what I'm saying.
Again, a guy that becomes a Nazir but is not as that, is Chal?
I don't want to say
that. I'm asking you a question, yes or no?
I don't think
so. It is. And he's stuck with it the rest of his life. Unless he goes to bed and he's matrit. Can't bring a carpet. He doesn't even get the trufa. Yes?
Until he brings the chatas of the olah? If he brings the chatas of the olah, he's finished.
Well, right, we're assuming he didn't bring it. Well, maybe now at this point not. Maybe now at this point you would have to do the Shlomim. I know it doesn't fit with the Gilad Hachas and Shlomim Yatzah, but I don't know if at this point in the Gemara is dealing with that. Because then Teruva wouldn't be Ma'ake. Everything Gemara wants to say Teruva is Ma'ake.
In
this Shlomim.
I know, but maybe not.
The maybe, Chata. Maybe. I didn't say anybody talked about it, but maybe.
In which case, if he would bring the Chatas or the Oila, he would be finished with
the May, again, I don't know at this point in the Gemara. This doesn't remain. So we're in a Havamina. Yes.
So can the Belfi say, for Kolaroy Lubila, he'd be like
no, just the opposite.
No. Oh,
Royal Bila, and Bila
Machabas. So we want to see here, though.
Because the Brice equated it.
So this teaches us the opposite?
Not everywhere in this case. From the word Zayis Tyrus Hanazir.
Even Royal Snoopa, Snoopa is still not.
Because of Zayis Tyrus Hanazir, that equated Yashlai and Eva. And for the Gemara. No. The Elohad the Tanya, that which we learned, Zayis Tyrus Hanazir. Beishi Eshlei Sar, Beishi Eloi Sar. Whether he has hair or doesn't have a hair. Chanami de Ma'akva? Are you going to say it's Ma'akev? Meaning, you're going to say the same thing? That the guy that doesn't have hair, since he can't do a haircut, he can't get out of his ear. Same as you said with the guy without hands, right? And then you're going to say, that the same thing is true that Taglachas is Ma'akev. Because the Brice equated Yeshloi and Eloi. Right? And we know that's not true. Vatanya. And now the Gemara says, must be this is the Pshat. Vatanya. Nazir. Vatanya. Nazir Memurat. The guy that doesn't have hair. The Rush adds above. My tzarech, the beisil tzarech ve'eloi takana, the beishama yeshloi takana, upligid rafsas. So the Gemara now, different than the first lesson. The Gemara proves, the Braisa says, that we equate having hair with not having hair. Right? Now the Rabbanan said Taglachas is not Ma'akev. So what does that mean, equate having hair with not having hair? Right? The Rabbanan said Taglachas is not Ma'akev. So what are we equating? Must be the equation goes the other way. That Eloisar, you can get out of the Naziris. Now here the Gemara does a 180. That the Gemara translates Beishamai that says means he doesn't have to have hair. He just runs the hair, the shaver on his hair. And Basil says he has to and he doesn't have hair, so he can't do a haircut. So this bride is in Beishamai. Beishamai is the one that says you can go through the running the razor on your head. Not Basil. The Gemara does the opposite. And therefore the Gemara is answering, the Rabbanan holds Taglachas is not Ma'akev, Tanufa is not Ma'akev. And that which the Braisi equates the two is not to say that just like he doesn't have it's Ma'akev when he has. Adarabba, it's saying that you have to, just like the one it has, according to Eliezer, has to do them. When he doesn't have, he has to go through the motions. And Mamela, the Rabbanon is not, these prices are not going into Rabbanon. The Rabbanon holds Taglachas is not Ma'akev, and Tanufa is not Ma'akev. Rabbi Eliezer holds both are Ma'akev, and Zayis Tyrus HaNazir is saying that the guy who has no hair has to go through the motions of Tanufa and has to go through the motions of Taglachas.
At the end of this story, who's Rav going
in? In Rabbi Eliezer. And he was going to Rabbi Eliezer the whole time because, according to the Rabbanon, we said it's not true. But then we had a Havamina, maybe it is true. But then the Gemara said, you can't say that because that same Brisa says, Taglachas is Ma'akev, if you learn it your way. Must be the Brisa is not telling me that the guy without hands can't get out of the Zeris. The Brisa is telling me just like the guy that has can, the guy that doesn't also can. Now, what this question does is it switches Beishamai and Beishel. Says, according to Beishamai, you have an Eitzah. Going to Beisil, you have no Eitzah. Not like Rabbi Das, who said Beishamai and Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing, that if you don't have it, you can't do it. Going to Ravina, Adarab, it's Beisil that says, if you don't have it, you can't do it.
And if we go back to the residual from the
That residual was always there, according to the Rush. You should have added it at the beginning.
And that's why it says the pasuk to drink wine. That you drink wine afterwards.
That's why Rav had to tell me through Bismarck. Dr. Rush. Velo Hadatanya. Bein Yeshle Sar, Bein Lehin Sar, Hakanami Taglakas Makabas. Latanya doesn't remember it. The Umra of Vina, my Sark, the Basil, Sark, Bein Le Takana. The whole Shane Roy Labila, Bila Makabas fight. That's what Basil holds. Bounty Bruce. Basil. The Philoim, Sark, Lahabi Clayman, Nazar, Sark, Lahabi Tar, the Galax, I write, son. Possession, Nimru, the Sarai, the Bein Le Takana. And the guy who has no hair is stuck. Bishami Yeshle Takana, Bunky Pusha. Bishami Yame, ain't a Tark Lahab retire the guy on the right side. Ain't a Tark means he doesn't have to cut off any hair. El Avlim and Murit Yeshle Takana Bavaris Tar. Tark Lame of a high listener. The time to Bishami, which in the Mashvi ain't like the Yeshle. He compares not having to the one that has. So God of a Murit, Tark Lahab retire. Goes through the motions. Well, Bryce and his nice star is another, Ashikim Bishami. Lokanami Bod Lahashvice ain't like Kapayim. It compares the guy who has no hands, the Yeshloi. Loimer Shatsarok Lehanav Mizrahi, he has to wave with his hands, with his arms, Lamar LeMitzvah, according to the Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah, Lamar LeAkev. Leitadaktik Minei, the Tzruva Ma'akevah. Do not learn out that Tzruva is Ma'akev. Period. So now the Rush has a kasha. But that's the end of his shot in the Gemara. Correct the Rush. Maybe the Bryce is going in Beishehu. And it's saying Taglachas is Makif. That since the guy who doesn't have is stuck, that means maybe Yeshlai has to do Taglachas. Maybe that's what the Bryce means. You're telling me the Bryce is Beishamai. And the Bryce is telling me that the guy without hands can do it on his arm. The guy without hair can just run the hair, the razor over. Maybe Adarabba. It's telling me that the guy without hands can't do it, he can't get out, and the guy with hands has to do tenuva, and the guy without hair can't get out, and the guy with hair has to do taglachas. Dr. Rush, the tema. Maybe it's comparing to that yeshle leila can be sold on its own bang leila takana, lashmina the taglachas makeva. And for the Rush, I don't need Zayas Taras Hanazir to tell me taglachas is makeva. Rabbanan told you Taglachas is not Ma'akev. Megzeri Shavu Da'acharachar. Vila Rabbi Eliezer, Me'akri Kol Ma'isim Kulam Nafka. They already learned it. They don't need this pasuk. Period. So the Rush said, you can't tell me that the Brice of Zayis Taras Hanazir is to tell me Taglachas is Ma'akev. I don't need that for Taglachas Ma'akev. Miu Kasha, Zok the Rush, I have a Tzas Kasha. I still have a little Kasha. That is, Ahach Svara, Amai Maisi Brisa the Nazir Memurit. Why did you have to bring the Brisa of the Nazir without a hair to prove your point? The Balaam Alki Yochel Ashes. Without that, you could have asked that the Torah is obvious. Without a Brisa, you could have asked the same question. How could the Torah compare the guy with hair to the guy without hair? The guy with hair is Taglakas is not Makim, according to the Rabbanon. And according to Bliaz, I don't need a pasuk. So Mechlal, the Gemara could have slugged up the Havamina that Tzruf is Ma'akev in Drabbanon. Because Taglachas can't work that way. Why did it have to bring the Brisa of Beishame Mezo to prove that you can run the hair thing? Without that, what's shot in the Brisa? That Taglachas is Ma'akev can't be like Drabbanon. That Tzruf is Ma'akev? If Taglachas is not Ma'akev, that means that can't be the according to Drabbanon. It doesn't work. That means it can't work by Tzruf either. Again, the Bryce equates that he has to what he doesn't have. Now, we thought that meant, just like he doesn't have his Ma'akev, so he has his Ma'akev. The Bryce equated the two. Well, obviously, the Bryce is equating it, saying, don't say that cloud.
Okay.
So we brought a Bryce from Nazir Memura to show not that way.
We do say that.
That we don't know. That even not, he doesn't have, he has a way out. Exactly. The question the Rush has is, you didn't have to bring that Brisa. From this itself, you could have proven that Tzruf is not Ma'akev. It can't be that Taglachas is Ma'akev, according to the Rabbanon. And according to the Rabbanon, I don't need a pasuk. So obviously it's going the other way.
Not that Brisa, I would have said, because it's not Roy Littar.
Again, we'll try again. And therefore, the Bryce is comparing what? The Bryce equates without the Bryce of Nasir Mamur, Bisham, and Bissel. Without the Bryce of Bisham, and Bissel.
And then we would have used the cloud.
Again, but we have a Bryce that equates.
Oh, that's a different Bryce. Oh, okay.
There's two Bryces, okay. Three Bryces here.
That's right.
Bryce the one equated no hand to yes hand. Bryce the two equated no hand to yes hand. Bryce the three brought Bisham and Bissel. Hilu Rabbanan Amidah Taglagas Lamach, Hilu Rabbanan Amidah Taglagas Lamach, Upligi Rabdas, Hodam Ravina Labisham and Tarak Vyashwit Taglagas. Now I'm going to do something I never did in Nazir yet, and I'm going to do it anyway. The Rosh has a noob shot in this Gemara. Second lesson, I'm not going to learn it.
Oh.
I'm not going to learn it.
Next one?
Yeah. It's the Garci. I'm not going to learn it. I hate to say it, I'm going to skip it. You want me to teach it?
No.
If you want me to teach it, I'll teach it.
I just texted him. Toronto.
Again. So I hate to do this, but I'm not going to do the second lesson. But I want to review the second lesson in the Gemara, according to the way Rush learns in his first shot.
Can I have an idea? Can Rebbe, as he's doing the second lesson, can he, and I don't know if everyone agrees, can he show the contrast between that and the first lesson?
Yeah, I'll try. First, let me do the second lesson, then I'll go back and do the contrast. Second lesson starts off, Rav says, Snufus Makheves. The Gemara goes through the same thing it went through in the first lesson. Who's Rav saying it in? In the Rabbanan, it's not true, because they said after Zrika. In Rabbi Yezer, I don't need to say it, because he said, Acher Yishtar Naziyah and Acher Kol HaMaisim Kula. Gemara's answer, even though the Gemara doesn't say it here, is that I would have thought according to Rabbi Yezer is residual, Kamash Malan, that Tanuf is Ma'akev. That's what Rav said. Finished Rav. Frek the Gemara. I will prove to you that Taglat lets Rufus Ma'akev even in the Rabbanon. A new kasha, which we never asked in the first lesson. I will prove to you that Rufus Ma'akev even in the Rabbanon. Why? Because the Brisa says, having hands is the same obligation as not having hands. That's how we understood the Brisa. The Brisa equates the guy with hands to the guy without hands. Now the guy without hands, the assumption is, cannot do Tanufa. And therefore, he can never get out of his Naziris. Because somebody who can't do something, it's Ma'akev. And the Braita says the guy has, it's also Ma'akev, because it's equating the two. Now, who's that going in? Everybody has, I don't need it. And in Rabbanon, we said that Teruva is not Ma'akev. The answer is, must be the Rabbanon hold, Teruva is Ma'akev. Now, how can Teruva be Ma'akev? Must be, there's a difference in something you do with the carbon. And taglachas, which is out of the carbon. And the tenufa would be ma'akev even in the rabbara. And for the Gemara, hold your horses. It also equates the guy with hair to the guy without hair. So what are you going to say? The guy without hair is stuck. So the guy with hair has to do taglachas. That can't be in the rabbara. They said taglachas by ma'akva. And according to Eliezer, I don't need Zoy Sarah Tanazir. Must be, I go the other way. I go and I say, just like the guy with hair, Taglachas, is a mitzvah of Taglachas, or a chiyuv, depending on Rabbanan or Eliezer. So the guy without hands also has a mitzvah of Taglachas, the guy without hair, running his hair on his razor on his hair. That's what the Bryce is telling me. It equates the guy without hair to the guy with hair, not the opposite way. And it's saying either it's a mitzvah according to Rabbanon or it's a ma'akev according to Eliezer. Same thing is true by the hands. Tanuf is a mitzvah. Just like it's a mitzvah to the guy with hands, it's a mitzvah to the guy without hands with his arm. And therefore, it's nothing to do with Tanuf being ma'akev. Tanuf is not ma'akev. It's a mitzvah here. According to Eliezer, it's ma'akev. Nothing to do with Rabbanon. It's just saying that the guy without can do it. Then the Gemara throws in a different brisa. That would go like Beis Shammai in this lesson. Because Beis Shammai holds that the guy without hair just has to put a razor across. But Enochinami, according to Meisel, we'll never be able to equate the two. That's what the Gemara is saying. So at the end of the day, Rabbanan Tuba is not Ma'akev. Either Bryce equated, the Bryce was equating the other way, that the guy without hands can still do Tnufa. That's what the Bryce meant to say. Just like the guy without hair can still do a haircut. And then the Gemara, for whatever reason, decided that in this Lashon, it's Beis Shammai that holds that way, not Beis Hillel. In the first Lashon, it was Beis Hillel that had that way.
I have a question.
Yes.
Goes back to the beginning. From the Eino Yeshua comparison, we learn from Menachos, talking about mixing up the...
In the first part, the way we understood it in the first way. We don't remain that way.
Well, let's just cover it anyway.
I don't mind. It was Avamin, yes.
So, I was talking about the mincha, mixing up the ingredients, the mincha, right?
The oil and the flour.
So who normally mixes it? The person who's bringing it? Or
the kayan.
And it, when it comes to glakat, also...
Hold on one second. It's like saying, and when it comes to mazer and Rosh Hashanah, the guy davened himself. What is it got one guy do with the other? All we're trying to prove is the Torah said a mitzvah called mixing. And the mitzvah said if you don't mix, it's kosher.
But it's not him who has to mix.
Who cares?
That's for mincha. So when it comes to taglachat, does he have to give his own haircut?
No, he can get somebody to give him a haircut.
Okay. But he has to do the tshufa himself. Nobody can do
the with tshufa. The kayin together.
With the kayin together. And if he doesn't have even arms and puts it on his shoulders, is that what...
No, I don't know. That's a good question. I have no answer to that. My guess would be not, but I have no raya. I would assume you cannot put it on the shoulders.
I thought
I said arms.
I put it close to where his arms would have been.
Again, I'm not... I said, you know, when I don't know, I don't speculate.
Emotion.
Again, I don't know. Is it emotion with the shoulder? Can one lift their shoulder to do tenufa? Explain to me how tenufa is done with the shoulder.
No, just the kohen does it, but you
lose it. Wait a second. There's a mitzvah of tenufa, the kohen and the owner. They both have to lift it. That's the mitzvah.
There's no choice.
So that's the question. Let's go back.
Right.
I said, I don't know. Yeah. But the reason I don't know is that the shoulders don't lift.
Right.
Okay. Arms lift.
Loyalino, a quadriplegic, can't move anything.
So he can't lift. Enochinami, Nebuch, Loyalino. Sad. Terrible. Terrible, terrible.
So why does it say that it's Tzvigit Rav Gadot? Why don't they say that Beis Hillel is like Rav Gadot?
No, but that's not what Rav Gadot said. Rav Gadot said, "Bishamai ben Blazer Amru Davar Echad."
Oh, so who's pleading this?
Rav Venus shot the Bishamai hold according to this lesson.
Oh, I know.
The way we switched Ravina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the first lesson, he said Bishil holds that way. In the second lesson, he says Bishamai holds that way.
Rav Gadot is statement there.
He was
arguing on this.
Right. I'm not learning the second shot in the rush because I think this is confusing enough to keep track of the two Lushinus. Now you know two questions on the test. First rush and second rush. It might even be four questions on the test.
You can't be...
No,
I
said four questions. That's why I have to say four questions.
I say, in my humble opinion...
What?
It's an essay test.
An essay test.
That you must debate on these two shut old tests.
I agree. You know, listen, I spent on this Gemara, and not that I mind, we're on our third day on this Gemara, which is fine on Ahmed Gemara. What? Multiple choice can be harder, by the way.
I saw the Oraisa test. They're all multiple choice.
Right, because they have to grade them. Why do you think teachers make multiple choice? So they have a key. It says A, C, D, 4, whatever it is. And then they just put the key, and they do it that way. That teachers make multiple choice. Has nothing to do with the tailors of the students.
Very confusing, both A and B.
Exactly. That's right. That's the word. Right. Is it A, B, C? None of the above. All the above. You know what I mean?
Rabbi Kelly, what did you do? Multiple choice?
I didn't do multiple choice.
They're harder to make.
I wasn't lazy for that. I'm lazy in other things, but that didn't. Grading tests wouldn't make me lazy. Okay, mention him tomorrow. We're going to invite him.